God. Praise God. First, I want to start by appreciating God, the head of the church, and I want to appreciate God's servant, my spiritual father, for the privilege given to me and the youth leader, made me feel that I should stand here to bring this word. Sir, I celebrate your grace. Honestly, I'm short of words. To always, whenever I see daddy, something in me steered that I've met the right person in life. And I'm proud. Today, out of what I will share with you, a part of what I have benefited from him. I was privileged to minister in Ibadan for more than an hour teaching without holding a jota. And when I came down from the place, a man met me. He said, "Sir, I didn't see you carrying jota." I said, "Don't worry. As soon as you see the machine where I'm trained from, you will know that jota is a..." Praise God. "Sir, I celebrate your grace, sir. And our mommy that helped daddy to concentrate." We celebrate your grace in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you will speak to us. You will bless us. That every one of us will become useful to our generation. That our generation will not go without our effects. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Because of all what we have heard, I would like to just go straight. We have known our text. And in that Luke chapter 1, we have seen in that verse 15 what it takes to become a great person. That it is the heartfelt of God for us to be great. He said, "For ye shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb." Meaning, greatness is from womb to tomb. Greatness. Every one of us is born great. So nobody has exception that I am not born to be great. You are all born from the womb, because what God speaks to one, he speaks to all. So God is not partial. So we are all born for greatness. But I want to bring two principles, which I will speak on one. And that one, why I want to speak on that one principle, is because has become my lifestyle. And what is that principle? Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 20. What the master says about greatness. Matthew chapter 20. I will start reading from verse 20. Everyone here today, you will discover the internal potential of greatness in you in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 20 and from verse 20. Let's see what the master says about greatness. "Then came to him the mother of the Zebedee children with her sons, worshipping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, 'What wilt thou?' She said unto him, 'Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other one in thy left in thy kingdom.'" This mother is very good mother. I didn't know where she want me to sit. If the first one is right, one is left, where will brother Peter sit? Where will others sit? That's to say, all our parents, from their heart, they desire greatness for all their children. So no matter how you fell after when you come from your mother's womb, your mother is still expecting that you are born for one greatness. So nobody is here. Hear me. Even including a madman on the street, what you see him doing is busy searching for greatness unknown. So greatness is part of you. That is why sometimes you are trying to show who you are by telling your friend, "Do you know me? That I am born for greatness. That's why the fact I doesn't look like that." Though people, let me tell you, permit me to say, education have destroyed some of our greatness. Because they justify you by grades. Maybe you are not normal at the time of that exam, and they justify you that you are a C student, while you are A student potential from heaven. So when you come out, I'm first class students. And so, in fact, I'm a dropout student. Check the great people today. Are they first class students? So first, settle in your heart, I am born for greatness. Can someone say, I'm born for greatness? Touch your chest and say, I am born for greatness. Listen, don't listen to what people say. These people, their mother said, let one at the right, let the other one at the left. I don't hear what the other people will say. Let them be there. Meaning salvation shouldn't even come to us. Only those people should sit in the kingdom. But listen to what Jesus said. Praise God. But Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask, because this thing is not by wishing. It's not I shall be great the way you Jesus says. But there is something you must do. He said, what ye know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Now listen to one secret conversation. They said unto him, we are able. Meaning there is an internal meeting before coming out. Because it's not the mother that said we are able. It is these two brothers that say we are able. I think they should be quiet. Since it is the mother that come to request. Meaning they too have it in mind that I want it to be great. Despite the fact my mother has said it, I have internal push within me. I want to be great. So they answer Jesus, we are able. I know someone is able here. You'll be great. I said something, do you know one thing about my life? I wanted to read the biography of my life very brief for you. I was privileged to come from a typical poor family. Very poor. Born in Jalingo here. Attend Tukur primary school. This Tukur you are seeing. We're no qualified teacher. All what we do in that Tukur is assembly. Gling, gling, away. We go home. Oh, if anybody, if you have ever been to Jalingo and you have been grown up in Manga, nobody that grown up in Manga that becomes successful. Because they are all wayward. We are closer to Madam White. We are closer to all the beer palace. So whereby any day you go to the beer palace and Ashewo, they welcome you. Hear me. Your environment doesn't matter. There is something crying for greatness. If you can permit it, you will become great. I see you becoming great. In the name of Jesus. Now something happened. Because of our time. And verse 24. And verse 23. We're in which verse now? 23. And he said unto them, ye shall drink indeed my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am going to be baptized. But to sit on my right and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. And verse 24. And when the ten heard it, who stopped them not to ask? Meaning you are here. It is a choice. This teaching may be coming, you may choose. You have been hearing all this kind of message. I am here to hear. I thought the seminar is going to be talking about top currency, the hard currency. What's the name of that? Our cryptocurrency. That's what I want to hear, man. I thought I would be talking about how to join the German draw or the Ninja bet. There is something that is more than that. God's servant said something on Thursday. And I want to put it this way. Greatness is from inside to outside, not from outside to inside. Greatness is from inside to outside, not from outside to inside. So you must have a push within you that is forcing you, compelling you from inside. Then the greatness outside shows. But in our generation now, we want to experience greatness from outside to inside. we are now working anti-clockwise. Then that is what leads us to Yahoo. The girls want to marry somebody that is flashy. Congratulations to those of us that have my color skin. They don't get husband quickly. Why? They have to pinch their color. That is from outside now to inside. But what we are here for is for that power that will motivate you from inside to outside. Listen. And Jesus said something. The ten were moved with indignation. And when the ten had it, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren. But Jesus said, this is where I'm going. But Jesus said unto them, He said, ye know that the prince of the Gentile exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. God's servant says something here. No woman being is born to be dominated by another person. Know it. And God bless them. And he asked them to have dominion. No woman being is born to be dominated by another man. I will take you somewhere. You may say, but how? But Jesus said, it shall not be so among you. But you know the Gentiles do exercise that. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever that will be great among you, this is the now the principle. Whosoever that will be great among you, let him be your servant. So the first principle of greatness is service. The first, permit me to say, God's servant is still coming. But permit me to say, the only and the universal one I've seen is service. Because the master himself said, anyone that want to become great, that want to attain to greatness, the only key is service. And what is service? Service means rendering a kind of activities or a work that you may not be rewarded in physical eyes. I will talk to most of us as a youth. I am privileged. I am still in my early 40. And in my early 40, I will tell you that I have experienced a lot of things that at least by virtue of experience, I have seen some things that have reached 80 years. Based on things around me. Amen. Now, service. I want to show one illustration that God's servant have taught us. Please, I need a child. One small boy here. Just give me one. That's John, if he's still awake. I want to show you what service did to people. Let me have one boy there. Either Samuel or whosoever. Let me just have one boy. I want to show you something. When you are serving, what does it mean for you to be great? Please run here, boy. Please watch us. Now, this boy became taller than I in just a minute. What I cannot see, the boy is seeing now. Why? Because he climbed on my shoulder. So when you serve, you climb on the shoulder of the person you are serving to see far, even than him. So service qualifies you to see further than where you are. But that is what the youth doesn't want. That's why we remain where we are. Our first speaker talked about mentorship. Nobody wants to serve. All we want now, and that's why we have a lot of churches today. God's servant said something humorously this week. He said, time is coming, which we are, that every family will have his church. Noah ministry. Samuel, my son, will open his own ministry. Iremide ministry. Damilola, because Iremide may not agree with her father for his principle, she opened her church. Why? Jesus said, anyone that will be great among you, let him be your minister. So if the master said, and everything that Jesus said is what he had from the Father, then the principle of God to lift people from where they are to next level must be service. But now, I'm going to take you to this. Who's supposed to be great? Who's supposed to be great? Who is the person that's supposed to be great? Then, how can I be great? After these two questions. The first one I've told you, who's supposed to be great? Every one of us. Every one of us. That's the answer. Now, the number two is that the question I asked, the number two question, what did I say? How can I be great? By service. By service. How can I be great? How can I become a great person? By service. Napoleon Lee, a journalist, one young man, one day the man just go ahead and become to write just small magazine. How many of you have read about Think and Grow Rich? The man was just writing and he publicized it, and one big man just saw it and called him and said, you mean you do this? He said, yes. Okay, I'm going to give you a work that is going to be a commission that will take you around all the rich people. And the man gave the man heavy money just to compile the secret of what makes those people to be rich. What is that man, that news is reading, that journalism that he's doing, is rendering service. And at the process of rendering service, his destiny encounter him. Many of us, where we are today, I'm telling you, you could have been more than that, but it's just because you choose not to serve. Now, let's talk about service in church. Many of us now, when you get to church, the seat is clear. It's clean. Somebody have dusted the whole place. You just enter with your Bible as guest speaker, lift up your holy hands, you do like this, and you went away. You get nothing. You can't be great that way. Many of us today, even in your house with your parents, you cannot even serve them. Do you know many of you now, when you see your mother washing clothes, you turn your eyes as if you did not see. You can't even serve your parents. In fact, our sister make mention that many of us are doing this strike. What are you doing? I'm privileged to serve in this commission. From the first day we met with God's servant, 2011. In the night when we met, I just told God's servant, I said, this driver is sleeping. We just met up to 2 hours. And I begin to tell God's servant, I didn't know why, I was just pouring my heart to him. I told him that is the situation, that I'm getting angry coming. And I now say, sir, I have a Golf. I say, I normally drive Golf, this and this. And I told him that, sir, this driver is sleeping. He said, hey. I say, yes. And do you know one funny thing? All the people that are in the car are all ministers, but none of them can drive. So, God's servant said, you mean he's sleeping? I said, sir, he will soon match break. And the man just match break without no portal. God's servant now says, wait, Oga, you are sleeping. He said, yes. Just we met is no more than 2 hours. Since in life, we have never met. That's our first meeting on the way from Boko to Jalingo. And God's servant just said the person, this my brother. He didn't know that I'm a criminalist. This my brother, he know how to drive. He didn't know that, you know, some of our young people know how to make mouth. Man, I have a Golf, man. I have a Golf, man. See, anything you pretend, a reality will be done one day. So when reality comes, then all your pretense, you fail to serve today, you will meet it tomorrow. And instantly, the driver says, sir, I've come to Jalingo twice. This is the third time I'm going. So I'm feeling sleeping truly. The man just hand over the key to me in the night. And I drove from that place for more than some kilometer. and the man just go back to the other side where I left and slept off. Assume I only make mouth. And they say, here is he. So many of us now, the same now, you are pretending as if you know what you are doing. And you don't know. Especially with the youth that sings. Limananda balayana tada nana tada tada libalamaya ya. The church thought you are speaking in tongues without knowing that you are just memorizing the nonsense in your head. So they assume you know what you are saying, but your life doesn't show it. Now some of us copy Dunsin speaking in tongues. Asha! What's the meaning? Sang? What's the meaning? Now when you sing, now you say, Asha! Because the man sing and speak in tongues and say, Asha! You to say, Asha! Why? You are a duplicate. You are not original. Because you are not even prepared. Good news, I have one of my brother. One day I went to a church. I heard you sing in, is it Kenya? Is it in Kenya you went to sing the other time when we were in one church? The pastor was introducing, he's a singer. His song went viral. Good. But that is something, sir. If you are a singer, look for who sing more than you. Go and ask him, how do you do it? Start your service from there. Many of us are, it's not a cause. You cannot be great. Why? The method of greatness, you are violating the principle. That is not how you violate the principle and get there. No way. No way that a woman will say, I will not be pregnant at 9 months. I want to have a child. It cannot work. That is always a principle that qualifies greatness. See, we have a lot of people in Nigeria that their father were the Abiola, for example. Where are their children today? Meaning greatness cannot be transferred. Bishop David Oedipo said, even if I transfer this ministry to my children, if they don't have what to maintain the ministry, it will go down. So, you cannot inherit greatness. You must work it out by serving others that become great. See, you cannot be great on high land. You must be great by service. Jesus said, the only thing, sir, he said, even the Son of Man, which is Jesus, does not come to be served, but to serve. So if Jesus comes to serve, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was privileged to be gifted by God. A gift and a calling that I can stand by this grace, and it's evident to everyone that hear me. That I can stand with you and tell you your name and where you are coming, plus your grandfathers. But sir, I have to learn. I come out from a church whereby the rate prophet high. My mother is there. Thank God for this one of my brother. He's a deacon in that church. Whereby in our church, we have prophets that prophesies every Sunday. In our church, you prophet every Sunday. And every prophet that comes to our church, I don't know why, I have passion to see into some realm that other people cannot see. I have that passion. I just like it. So I go to them, when I hear them say, "Thus says the Lord," I normally imagine, how will a mortal man be speaking for God? So I will now go to them. Do you know what I do? My mother is here. I leave, sneak out of our house to go to those prophets' house and wash their clothes at my young age. I received Jesus at age of 17. And age of 13. I will rush to the church and wash their clothes without knowing even what I'm doing. Sir, after washing their clothes, I will make sure they are not seeing me. I will carry their suit and put on myself. I'm saying, "Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord." I don't even know that this is my area in life. Today, even if you are a devil, has become real. But I serve to get there. Sir, my mother is here. There is a certain prophet around. I'm talking about service. I went to him. He's from our place. And I will go. I say, "Sir, my time." I say, "Sir, please, I want you to teach me How to become a prophet? He said, no problem, become it. When I get to this man, from morning till evening, I will be grinding his machine, this grinding pepper, from morning till night. And when I'm going, I say, sir, I'm going. He say, when you get to whatsoever God says, say, here am I, speak. That's all. Nobody ever called me to teach me anything, sir. But I have the passion. I will ask him, sir, where is your cloth? He will drop the cloth. I will wash and carry the cloth I put on myself. And knowing without knowing, sir, something happened one day. I was in that church, and the Lord passed through me to prophesy to the church. And using me for the same prophet, that this and this will happen to you. And the man stood up and said, where am I that God by court and talk to you? Because of that, from today, what I'm saying, my mother is here. And some of them that were around that time in that church, in that certain. And the man suspended me. I'm telling you, sir, what brought me to where I am? But I see many of you today, sir, I want to carry what you carry. Pass through this service that I'm doing. And the man said, from today, he announced, from today, Noah, somewhere, he called my father's name, you are giving back seat. From today, anything God speaks to you, speak it in your house. No prayer in this church, no saying hallelujah, no anything, you are in the back seat. To church, rise, let's share the grace. And the service closed. Some people are happy. But after 3 weeks, since it is God, it came to pass. The man, we became friends till he died. But he fell into victim of what he could have averted by just thinking. See, brother, serve. At the process of service, your real calling will meet you there. It is the people you serve, listen to me, it is the people you serve that introduce you to greatness, not your service. We went to Abuja. And God's servant, since the day we met, either I'm pretending or God, no problem. Maybe he's watching. We went to Abuja, all the mountains are full of prophets. And when we get there, he said to that prophet that is on the mountain, he says, you see this brother I brought? He's a born prophet. Very born prophet. When he says the born prophet, my heart beat. Because I don't know how those people see. My own is natural. If he didn't show me anything, I don't see. Because I say he's a born prophet. I'm talking about service. And something happened. When the God servant finished his ministration, the owner of that mountain, which is a prophet, and all the boys with him are all prophets, he now said, today, I'm not going to do anything here. We have a born prophet in our midst. So all of you that come to this mountain, we have a born prophet. I see God servant, they gave him coke. He carried his coke like this. He was great. One woman ran to him. Sir, I want to see that is a born prophet. Have you not heard? He went and stayed outside. If you are born, prove it. If you are not born, it's left for you. See me. If you did not know how... See, you can't be introduced more than your service. It is the person you serve that know what is the qualification of where you will go. I carried that boy in sea far. But now, can he see more than where he is? Why you remain where you are, you fail to serve. Fail to serve. And the man, after the whole service, said, prophet, I said, sir, say, sit down here. You know, I said, the other prophet brings it. The real man that had been a prophet on that mountain for 20-something years sat with me. All the boys that they are prophets with him sat at my back. You know, I said, becoming one after the other. Born prophet is here. You know, they say the saddest day, it's not the day the man die. It's the day that opportunity come and you will now discover that you are not prepared. Honestly, check my heart. Was beating, beam, beam, beam. Because I don't know how they see their own. Me, until it comes. But something, I told you, greatness from inside to where? Outside. I'm taking you somewhere. Now, something happened. As we just sat down, and the Lord took the glory. And he opened me up. and see some things. I said this and this, this and this. I said this is what I saw. I said, but you can do this. The prophet said, no. The other boy said, sir. He said, sir, tell him what God said he should do to you, not to us, because we are all seeing it. So what I'm seeing is become a television to all the prophets. All of them are seeing. So I wanted to use time. God said I should pray for the person, and the person should sow seed to me. And I now say, no, sow the seed to the man of God on the mountain. They say, no, that is not what is written there. So if you are pretending, one day you will face reality. But it is service that distinguishes you among your peers. Now, I want to take you somewhere because of time. How do you supposed to serve? Did I still have up to 10 minutes? No, sir. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me. I talk too much. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's read verse 5, 6, and 7. Servant, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5, 6, and 7. Servant, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. So your service must be unto Christ, despite the fact you are serving man, because you cannot see God. You can only see that man, and that man gives you instruction. You don't know more than the person you are serving. The day you know more than the person you are serving, then please leave the place you have graduated. Not with eye service, which is rampant with all of us the youth today. Rampant. You just have to see. When God's servant, somebody says, you are blessed by your message. And in his heart, I could have gone somewhere else. Eye service, which is rampant among all of us here. In the night, you know how you do like this. Where are you going? And in the morning, can we worship him? Shama, 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 shama. You know that speaking in tongues is not God. Why? Your service are all for eyes. You have no reward. He said, not with eye service as man pleasant, but as a servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as unto the law, not unto men. Now, who's supposed to serve God? Who's supposed to serve the master? Christ, a man. Sam, please project that very fast. I have 5 minutes. Is it 5 minutes? It's time already? 3 minutes. Oh, Holy Spirit. Now, who's supposed to serve God? Who's supposed to do this service I'm talking about? Psalm 30. Psalm 22, verse 30. Psalm 22, verse 30. Psalm 22, verse 30. It says, a seed shall serve him, and he shall be counted unto the law for a generation. So you have no capacity to do this service. But there is a seed, Galatians chapter 3. And if you read from verse 13 to 16, it says a seed, and that seed is called Christ. So all what I have told you now, you have no capacity to serve. But there is a seed, which is Christ in you, that will render that service. Stand to your feet. I want you to thank God. Hear me. The last one I could have talked about is humility. Humility. But for today, we stop here. End that service, and it will bring reward to you. I want you to pray a prayer. The Father, thank you. Because from now, I'm rising to go back to serve. To serve, not me, but Christ, serving God through me. Lift up a voice and pray that prayer. Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.